Welcome everyone to the Dirty Web Podcast, your outside look from the inside, from the world's greatest fantasy football league, from the league for the league. This is the only podcast made for you. It's week 11, baby. Welcome to week 11. I'm your host, Nick Mixwentz, none the richer Andrews, and I'm joined, as always, by your commissioner, Brian Five-Star Man Johnson. How we doing, Brian?
I'm great.
That's a pleasant car. We're also joined in studio by your favorite, fan favorite, Jeff Punter, Stats Pat Note. How we doing, Jeff?
Doing real good, Nicholas. Had a fun Monday.
You both got smiles plastered across your faces.
Can't quite see with the pop filter, but I am smiling behind this.
And my ka-ka was for the Seahawks, of course.
Oh, yeah. Go Hawks.
Which is great. Go Hawks. Thursday night. Quick turnaround.
Yeah. I already forgot about it.
Well.
How do you guys feel that Richard Sherman hates Thursday Night Football?
I agree.
Anything pro Sherman?
Well, it sounds like Pete Carroll hates it too.
Everyone hates it. It's terrible. They should just like have like the D League play a game where they bash each other at that point.
That'd be kind of fun.
Like Thursday bash.
Practice bash them up?
Yeah.
I think that sounds fun. Yeah, sad to see Sherman go out with an injury, but
that's awful.
I'm happy the Sox won for your guys' sake.
Mm. The Sox?
Socks.
Sox. Do people not call them the Sox?
No, they do. You nailed it.
You got it.
Well, it was a fast, exciting week, everyone. And for anybody that needs a little freaking catching up, Brian, maybe you could give him a little rundown. Would you mind?
I got a little something for you. Now, I wrote these previous to tonight's game, so I'll update them as we go.
That's fine. That's a dish.
Oh, my goodness. That sweet, delicious sound means it's time for the commish dish, where I run down just kind of the basic happenings of the week. And what a week it was, gentlemen. Fates decided. And so on and so forth. I'll start with number one. Brownie fell to Brando's Barrella assholes with a season low of 65.4 points in what may very well have been a make-or-break week. This all but removes Ryan from a playoff run and puts Brando in a good spot to seize his own seat at the table. DeMarco Murray finally came to play, so we'll see if he can keep that fire going. What a wild season it's been. Number two, same goes for Weber, whose loss to the Tufts not only resulted in a day-long Taco Bell binge and subsequent diarrhea spell, but also all but removes him from playoff contention. A solid 94-point week, and even scoring across the board was no match for Ingram, Gurley, Coleman, and a hot, hot tuna Rams defense. The Tufts continue their climb to the top. Will they shit the bed when their number is finally called? Number three. Nandrews continues his reign at the tippy-tippy top, defeating Timbo Slice for the second week in a row despite some solid defensive movement on Tim's part and a fairly decent scoring week for the old chap. Nandrews continues to crush it, among others, his kicker, who has been on a 17-point scoring streak for weeks now. Now, notably, five of Nick's seven wins on the season, not counting this week, have been under the 90-point mark, showcasing that a huge point week is not always necessary to become the victor. But will his decent scoring weeks allow him to trounce through the playoffs? Only time will tell. Now, number four, and again, an adjustment needs to be made on this one, but I'll read it as is. Jeff is in a fight for the ages tonight with Cam Newton and Devin Funchess attempting to close a 35-point gap behind Zach and his auto-drafted Swearwolves. Woo! Zach's really showing up and has the opportunity to tie Jeff in his record with a win tonight, and I still maintain that Robert Woods will be one of the best waiver picks of the season with a towering 29.1-point week. The clock's ticking, ladies and gents, and the cunt punters have never been one to go down without a fight. So stay tuned, and tuned you are. And Jeff has won the week with a towering 113.2 to Zach's 91.2. Now, this was interesting because not only did you need to make up a 35-point spread, which Newton did himself, but you scored about 57 points tonight between two gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Fucking incredible. Sorry, Zach. And number five, yours truly is in a literal fight for his life at the moment, attempting to close a 20-point spread with Jarvis Landry and Kenyon Drake going against Logie and his loose and poopy jeans, who are done scoring at 84.8. A win this week could keep me in the playoff contention, but a loss would put me back down in the sewer with Timbo, Ryguy, and Weber. I smell victory, folks. And that's not just the Casamigos and the stewed. Just kidding, we don't have Casamigos this time. But the point is, at the end of the week, here I stand the victor. I'm sorry, Logan, but to a 5-point spread, 89.8 to your 84.8. Kenyon Drake and Jarvis Landry, I needed a touchdown from both of them. I got it, and here I stand. And that is the dish.
Mm. Wow, thank you, Brian.
So good.
A beautiful, succinct dish, as all.
I'd rather listen to that than watch the games.
Yeah, who needs games? People, delete your NFL Sunday tickets. Just listen on Wednesday to Brian's beautiful, succinct
just
roundup.
Stay off the internet.
Don't look at the internet. Don't look at Reddit. Don't look at Twitter. Unless you're looking at the Dirty Wet Pod on Twitter at Dirty Wet Pod. Or write to us, dirtywetpod@gmail.com. Folks, we are burning towards the end of the year here, end of the regular season. Our Christmas episode should be coming up soon. And then our famous end of the year show where we pack every team owner in the studio and hear from everyone and watch games.
At once, right?
At once,
you
yeah.
You know it. You love it.
And that's going to be here before we know it.
Mm, I can't wait.
I can't wait. Full House, as it were.
Love that show. Hate Fuller House.
I could, yeah. Well, I could take or leave that second one.
Yeah.
Just kidding. That's fine. Well, congrats to you boys on your massive games tonight.
Big notable wins for both of us, I think.
We were both the real real
underdogs.
Sweaty.
Yeah, sweaty underdogs coming into tonight.
Real sweaty thinking about it.
Jeff and Brian walk into the studio, shoulders up, bodies tensed. Mm. The game's playing out. They're relaxing. Their shoulders are melting like butter. The points are piling up. Their cares are falling away.
Yeah. It worked out. I feel like usually it doesn't work out. Mm. You're like, I can still do it.
Yeah.
You calculate the odds. All I need is like a 90-yard touchdown. And they're like, there's still time.
8.5 points.
And I appreciate that optimism because I always have that.
Brian, basically, you're always the first. But it's over.
Which is funny because like, I consider myself a fairly optimistic person, but you're right. At the end, when it comes to this, like 2 minutes into the game, I'm like, fuck this, I'm done.
And I was like, hang on.
Yeah, you always talk me out of it.
I love the comebacks. Big fan of the comebacks.
I do too.
If I could choose how I win comebacks every time.
Ooh, I generally have a quiet hope up until that last 2 minute warning, I would say. Because then at that point, it's just, I don't know. Well, and notably, you had a much bigger spread than I had a 20-point spread. You had 35, and you closed yours well before I did.
Yeah, Cam had a hell of a game.
Cam had a hell of a game.
Yeah, that was incredible. Cam and who's your guy? Funches?
Funches of Oats.
Funchbag.
Funchless McKenzie?
Yeah.
Yeah, massive game. Very exciting to watch. It is very tense to watch playing from behind on Monday. I never like that. Mm-mm. I'd much rather be up and have somebody have to make up the points.
Yeah.
The worst is when you have to make up points by, I don't know, it depends on them too. You want your opponent to lose points while you make up points, like if they have the defense or something.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, Brian was hoping for some sort of a death scenario for the other running back.
Well, yeah, and that wasn't Logan's guy. It was just Damian Williams. It was Kenyon Drake and Damian Williams were both, you know, and I kept, and I actually, my waiver claim I put in for Damian Williams, and then I dropped
him, swapped him
and swapped him for Drake just because I kept everything I was reading was just, you know.
I was wondering if you were going to, which one you were going to go for.
But it's tough because, like you said, Nick, at least if the other guy has someone going, you have somebody to root against. But in this case, he was done. So I had my number, I saw it, and I had to hit it.
That's tense.
And so, same with
Williams
you.
Williams fell on his face today.
He did indeed.
You would not have won had you played Williams.
Speaking of falling on his face, Devonta Freeman on Logan's side.
Oof, that point three.
Oof.
Yeah.
That
I think he got hurt, did he not?
He did. Well, he got concussed. Smacked in the head and got concussed.
Yeah, that's not good. And you don't wish that on anybody.
Not good, but folks, this is the pod. This is the pod for the people. It's for the owners. It's not a jerk sesh for three big winners.
My pants are on.
We're from here on out, we're putting our pants on, and we're going to do a little something we like to do here every week. It's where we rank them. It's where we stack them. It's Seek and Rank.
Don't sweat the technique. Signifies Teak the Neek, where we critique your technique and give you a rank or a sweet stank. One you want and one you don't. Can I kick the one off?
Please.
Let me kick it off real quick. I got a kind of interesting one. It's going to be a double down.
It's a riddle.
It's going to be a riddle.
I love this.
I'd like to give a rank.
Scorpion kills the toad.
To Timbo Slice, who picked up Tyrod, anticipating his opponent's need for a QB, and his missed waiver claim on presumably Goff, but we'll never know. You don't have to review your cards. But
we can ask.
We can ask. Did you have a waiver claim for Goff?
Claims?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Did you claim
Goff? Who has Goff now?
Ryan got Goff.
What does Ryan need with a Goff?
Great question.
Well, he hasn't.
Moving on.
Okay, so follow-up question. Did you put a claim in for, what's his name?
Tyrod.
Tyrod Taylor.
Well, I would never tell you any of this.
I know, that's true. All right, so what I was going to do was just give Tim a rank for being cognizant enough to identify his opponent's needs and try to circumvent them. But I'm going to give...
A sneak technique. It's a snake. It's also a
sneaky
snake.
It's a great...
It's a beautiful technique.
Great
beautiful.
Defensive technique.
Great defensive technique.
And if it wasn't against me, I would love it.
You'd rank
that's
it.
That's true. But I would like to give a subsequent stank because Tyrod could have lost Nick the Week.
Yep. Had he not made that move, he would have won.
If Nick would have gotten Tyrod, it very well could have sank him.
Who are you giving a stank to?
To Tim.
It's a confusing one.
It's a 1-2. It's a rank for Tim for picking up Tyrod and a stank for picking up Tyrod.
And then a ranky stank.
It was a brilliant move that did not work out for him. But it would. I mean, if you had picked, let's assume.
It was great insurance.
It was great insurance. But
I mean, assumingly, because he put up huge numbers last week.
Yeah, huge numbers.
Tyrod was great.
Yeah.
And he put up two numbers this week. Ones.
And I
not
feel
11,
like
folks.
There was another
Adam.
Rank that I would like to add to that.
Please.
Not a new one.
No.
Just to pile on a little bit.
Addendum ranky stank.
It also stanky. Involved our trade because he took a quarterback off the wire.
Run us through that,
presumably
would you?
Presumably a guy that I would pick up, Tyrod Taylor.
True.
Took him off, and then that gave him more value as the collector, having no available QBs really on the waiver wire.
That's why they call him the collector.
Yeah, interesting.
They don't call him the collector for nothing. Now, did he get that before or after your trade?
Before the trade.
Before what happened?
He picked up Tyrod before the trade.
The trade had been initiated, but it hadn't gone through.
No.
Yeah.
The trade hadn't been initiated yet.
Trade had not been accepted at that point.
I don't think that's
true. Yeah, I thought he came after.
Incorrect. Yes, it is true.
That's definitely true.
I was the one who traded. I know the timeline.
I sent him a text
to say, "Oh, you picked up Tyrod."
Here we go.
No,
for the folks at home, you got McFadden.
False.
Alfred Morris.
What are you talking about?
I'm looking at the timestamp. False. It's 4:31 a.m. Tim got him on the waiver claim out on a Wednesday night going into Thursday, and you guys initiated your trade at 8:17 p.m. that day. That night. So Tim got Tyrod the day before, or that morning of the waiver claim going into Thursday, and then you guys initiated your trade that Thursday night.
That's what I was saying. That's what we...
They initiated their trade.
Our
after
trade was...
After, we're on the same page then.
Okay.
Continue.
You agree now?
That's why we don't do addendum ranks.
I wasn't the one who made up stats. You guys?
That's why they don't call us stats.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Can I leapfrog once more?
Please.
Because I also have a hesitant rank.
Well, you got another rank. Let Jeff go for a rank.
Yeah, it was on that same topic.
Let's run around the horn here. Right.
We could just keep talking about Tim.
Well, it was based on the Tyrod thing. That's the only reason.
All right, we'll just circle back around.
Yeah,
all right,
back.
I'll take mine.
All right, well, I'll give a nice... little rank two. Ryan. I do feel like
very nice.
I didn't think Goff would have a good game.
Heard it here first, folks.
I thought he'd fall on his face.
Yeah.
But he did have a good game.
Great game.
And even though he had two productive QBs, Goff was definitely a great acquisition.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. I guess a light ranked Jeff for
what?
For ranking Ryan.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Incredible. I mean, we're really turning over new leaves.
I wouldn't get too used to it, Ryan, but enjoy it this week while you can.
For now.
And that's Dirty Wet, folks. We're making memories. We're having fun.
Have a great night, folks.
When you're here, your friends.
Can't top that. Family.
Good night. No, let me do mine real quick. I was going to rank Tim the exact same as yours. It was going to be a fuck you rank.
Yeah.
For taking one of the last seemingly valuable QBs
on paper.
Waiver.
Service me.
And he definitely showed up, and that was a real sneaky move. And I had to appreciate it and accept it. And I came back to Big Ben, who I had earlier in the season, and he won me the week handedly along with my kicker. So I'm not complaining. Karma took care of Timmy. But I was going to give him that rank, but I'm not going to now because he covered it, and I don't feel he needs all those accolades. So I'm going to turn my rank in studio over to Jeff.
Whoa.
Jeff, for making that trade to Tim with those two Dallas running backs that you touted for so long, for weeks and weeks on the podcast. You sang the praises of Morris and what's his face?
The guy you drafted.
The one you liked?
The guy I held and incubated for weeks, which seems for a to week. Be a running trend.
For 1 week.
I had him for at least 2 weeks.
Well,
folks.
No.
I raised T.Y., I raised McFadden.
Yeah.
And they seem to blossom out of my hands. But
maybe because they're out of hands.
Jeffrey, just for getting the collector to engage and take notice, and let alone put through a trade, I think you deserve the rank for this week. And Cam Newton won you the week, and you're so handsome.
Appreciate that last one the most.
And that's a rank.
Right? I have a pair of ranks that has basically been established already, but let me rifle through these because it's all just sort of on point. We all seem to be on the same point, but a rank, I was going to shit on Ryan for dumping his beloved Tyrod after a season-high week, but he seems to have made the right choice chasing Goff's points in lieu of Tyrod's shakiness. He now owns Cousins and Goff, both coming off a hot, hot tuna week, but his loss to Brando unfortunately means that they may not do him any service moving forward. Anywho, nice pickup indeed, to your point. The second would be
that, Jeff.
A rank.
Oh, yeah.
Well, nice to Jeff's point. Congrats to Ryan.
For the audience at home, he was pointing to Jeff.
Who's also here.
I think he's pointing
studio.
To the middle now, like Ryan's imaginary.
Oh, Ryan's point.
But, and also collective rank to the trade. Jeff and Tim's trade of Cam Newton for the Dallas backfield was fairly promising, made more fair by the actual downfall of Ezekiel Elliott, your favorite neighborhood jailbird. I think that this trade ultimately helps both teams, Tim with his excess of QBs that can't play, and obtaining a backfield that may very well emerge, but Tim just hand a top 10 QB to a wounded team that is surely going to bleed into the playoffs? What if he hadn't have traded you that?
Who was that, Jeff?
I would have played Mariota. And I would have lost the week.
So, my point is, fair is fair. Jeff continues to be our league tradesmith, by the way. Successfully doing 3 trades this year, I think.
He's looking for a new nickname, so, yeah. Smith. The Juju Smith-Schuster.
So I just wanted to give a collective rank to both of you because it was fair is fair. It was a fair trade, and you waited. That trade didn't go through until Ezekiel Elliott was out, which is the only fair way that trade would have gone. And the collector has way too many fucking QBs to play. So I think you came out on top, if only because you're in playoff contention. But I think that was a solid trade.
Yeah, it was a pretty symbiotic trade, I feel like. And for anyone who's still looking, Tim currently still has 3 QBs. 4 QBs.
And he's looking to trade. Well, 3 QBs. We don't know that, but he's thick with QBs.
Yeah. So, go knock it.
At what point do you call bullshit on a non-playoff contention team trading away potential top 10 QBs.
Well, I think this is the interesting thing, because now we're looking at a guy who's not playing for the playoffs. He's playing to get out of the poop scoop.
Yeah. So well, he's playing for the Soggy Bandit.
Right.
He doesn't want to do that.
So those are important. You know, you're trying to better your team at the back end.
True.
Otherwise, if we were doing, you know, punishment based off of the loser's bracket, he could just coast until the end.
And Tim has now several teams that that could go below him.
Yeah.
Weber and Ryan. He needs a good win.
Get hot.
Yeah.
Hot himself.
And next week is going to be very indicative of that, I think, because Weber, Ryan, and Tim both have situations that could pull them out or push them down, whatever you want to call it.
Who's Tim playing next week?
Yank'em round.
Oh, Zach.
Zach.
Okay, I think we're... And do we have any more Rank'em Stank'em?
I have one stank left.
Take it away.
Okay. But I'm not going to. It doesn't apply anymore.
Is it one of us?
Nah, it's me.
You're going to give a stank?
I was going to self-inflict a stank.
Why don't you just give us a little hint?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, it was just that I left 30 points on the bench between Deion Lewis and Marquise Lee, who the latter of which I was very excited to get. Like, I basically have New England's backfield, but I don't trust them enough, you know, to play them. But they both had touchdowns. They all score, which is great. So I have Deion Lewis, you know, he scored. Marquise Lee, who I was actually very excited to get off the wire, but apparently not enough to play. And I was nervous that would cost me the week because I started seeing them put up points early on, and I was bummed about that. So I was giving myself a self-inflicted stank for that.
You should have taken Zach's move where he picks the guy up and plays him. Puts his money where his mouth is, you know?
I know. You're right.
What should we call
I'm
that?
Shaking my head at Brian right now.
Pulling a T-swole?
T-swole.
Kelsey.
Good style.
Hey, Kelsey.
Kelsey.
Do you have any anything else, Jeff? Any ranky stankies?
Well,
okay. Well, that's Teak the Neek, folks. Sorry if you got stanked, but congrats if you got ranked. It's a tough week for many. I know we're reaching the end. You know, that big Christmas episode's on the horizon, and of course the end of the year. All owners in the studio pod. You know, the standings are being set. But at the same time, you know, the crops are, they're getting harvested, and they're getting covered, and they're getting ready for winter. You need to get everything inside before the first frost comes, so I'm told. But maybe, Jeff, you could fill us in a little more on proper winter croppage. Would that be all right?
Yeah, you're way off.
Fill me in.
People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood.
All right.
Muscle and blood and skin and bone.
A patch.
A mind that's weak and a back that's strong.
And as you know, we are running out of people. We are running out of teams. I've been threatening you guys for a while now. And one of these times, these threats are not going to be empty. And that time is tonight.
No.
One of you is coming under the patch, buried amongst my crops. And it is Nicholas. Nicholas, names keeps changing,
right?
Andrews. Mix Wentz, none the richer. You may recognize the song that he opened up with on the pod. Happened to be Sixpence None the Richer, Kiss Me, the only song they've ever made.
And, there she goes.
No, that's not that.
Here he goes again.
So I'm going to just skip right on past that you somehow won this week with Ben Roethlisberger.
What is Sixpence None the Richer?
Oh, God. All right. Now, it's so funny. Like, I was, like, going through your team, like, just glancing at it and coming up with just various insults. And then I realized that your team is just, like, it's just real boring. There's just not a lot of flavor on there. It's a lot of, like, 7 points here, 8 points there, 11 points there. Nick wrote something down.
You wrote something down.
I can't quite read it.
Nobody can read it.
I can't.
Very dark, Mister.
22.
It's very dark. And that's 20? Cursive. You write cursive.
Brian, can you read that to me?
No, it's cursive.
Can you print that onto a paper and then show it to Brian?
8-2
8-2
8-2
8. Oh, his record. Yeah, it's a great record. Congratulations on your record. It's almost as exciting as Brandon's record. Just no flash and pure boring. So let's talk about that kicker, your best player. Brian touched on it a little bit, but I don't think that people quite understand how this kicker has been just demolishing teams. Greg the Leg Swearline has just been, I mean, everything you could hope for from a kicker, and it's a testament to a team that manages to win weeks based on its kicker. It's just, you know, not a real strong team. He has averaged 14.4 points per game, and since you've picked him up, he has produced 14% of your points, which is the highest percentage other than Carson Wentz. Crazy. You lose that kicker starts to normalize, and your team will drop right back down to that poop patch. Even though you've already won your way out of it. But I'm going to wait until those playoffs when we're going to face each other in that second round. And that kicker's going to put up 3 points. Just like he did that 1 week. It's gonna be a slaughter. And that's most of it. I mean, your kicker is great. But not for long. Tarik Cohen. He's a tiny little guy who just hasn't done much lately. You probably should have dropped him weeks ago. J.O.J. Yeah, he had a good game, but he's going to, you know. He's also a tiny little guy.
Little Ajay Leno.
Should have dropped him weeks ago.
Please, Little Ajay Leno.
Yeah, Little Ajay Leno, sure. Adrian Peterson. I mean, that's the guy that's going to lose you many points throughout this matchup. You're going to keep guessing whether you're going to put him in or put him out. And you're going to put him in, and he's going to score like 3 points. You're going to put him out, he's going to score like 20. He's going to make you tear your hair out. Oh, and your little wild card, Mixon and McCaffrey.
the duo.
Yeah, they seem so spark pluggy and fun and young. But they're going to flame out, man. They're flaming. I can feel them. The flame is a cool, non-burning temperature. It's going to keep getting colder. Ice fire, like Game of Thrones.
Dropping listeners.
Okay. And that's it. That's the put-down patch for Nicholas. I think that you're going to come tumbling down on this fat win streak, Nick. That's a hard cut.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's it. That's the patch.
Well,
all right. Yeah. Do you disagree with any of that?
I mean, it doesn't really hit me where it counts. I feel pretty unscathed coming through that patch. In fact, I feel like I could reach Uma Thurman style through the coffin you placed me in.
Oh, wait.
And bust through the ground.
I have one more sweet burn. I put you in that program that I discussed.
What's
and they
that?
Said,
I don't want to hear it unless you tell us the name, because it might be Breitbart Sports,
it's
and
called,
I do not appreciate Breitbart
called,
on this podcast, Jeff.
It's called Breitbart Sports. And they
I don't
said,
want to hear it.
And they said, the Pittsburgh Steelers are an average starting defense. You
Ooh.
Probably should consider streaming. Boom.
They did fine for me this week. This week I won.
Didn't you get like a point? Hang on, I'm gonna look this up real quick, guys.
I got the win.
Yeah, he got 8 points. All right, that's cool.
Is that how it feels after going through the patch? That's fine.
Well, it's hard.
I don't know why people are complaining about that.
In first place, so you know, I gotta.
I don't think I've played Tariq Cohen, maybe ever.
Yeah, but you should just drop him. Who gives a shit?
You would honestly want me to drop Tariq Cohen?
Why not?
Because he's a backup to Jordan Howard.
He's a tiny little dude. Who cares?
So is the little Jay Leno, but he's great. I'm little Jay Leno. Give me that ball.
He's okay.
He's not bad. I feel strong. I feel physically better going through the patch and having lived. It's a real rush. I recommend it to anybody. Really, it's better than...
There's only a couple left.
Cardio bar, and you want to bet a butt? Go through the patch. You've seen the bus heads, folks. Get in that patch.
Yummy.
As part of our podcast, we like to run down not only the slated matchups of the week, but we like to run over the special little sauce that makes every week all the more special. That's why I like to do a little something here every week called Side Hustle Hoedown. It's the Huss. This is from the opera Rodeo by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Yeah. Anyone who's interested? Yeah. This week in the Side Hustle Hoedown, we had Weber versus Tufts in the Taco Bell Challenge. With the Tufts coming away with a decisive W, meaning Nick Weber had to eat Taco Bell for not one, not two, three, maybe four meals.
If he commits.
So far, it's Monday. We've had three meals taken
care of. We just got the nachos pick.
It's 9:15. So, we got the nachos.
Which makes me think he's not going to do fourth meal.
Well.
Unless he has a rager tonight.
Yeah, folks, when we make these bets, let's not do, addendums. Let's make sure the bet is solid and we know what we have to do. Because, honestly, I'd love to see that fourth meal.
I really wanted to see it. I don't think I'm going to see it.
You're not going to hear this in time, Nick, but yeah.
I think he might.
You think so?
Wait, what are the rules? Like, is it three separate visits or could he, like, eat a taco at 3 a.m?
No,
three
it was breakfast, visits. Lunch, dinner, optional fourth meal. So three visits with an optional fourth.
But would you count it, say he buys a taco with his third meal, he saves it till like 2 a.m., he pops it in the oven, eats it up, then he eats it.
Without counting as a breakfast meal?
I'd count it as an optional fourth.
You have to go when the restaurant considers it breakfast.
I also would be concerned for his health at that point.
But no 24-hour meals.
But you want him to do fourth meal.
Yeah.
So you should be concerned for his health no matter what.
Well, yeah.
We're definitely concerned. Nick, if you feel faint apart or if that heart starts fluttering.
Call Logan.
You know where he is tonight, folks. He's living out his punishment in his bathroom. We were promised a live stream of Logan in his bathroom. Obviously, the only proof we could have that Logan officially spent the entire night in his bathroom. I'm just checking on Facebook right now.
Oh, he's flipping us off. He's smoking weed and flipping us off. That's what I see.
Okay. Oh, in the thread. Yeah. He's in flipping us off.
Oh, I see the candle.
I don't know. Okay.
He's got a little air mattress. Oh, another flip-off.
So Logan's putting stuff in his bathroom, but that doesn't really tell us anything about where he spends the night. We're definitely looking forward to a live stream of Logan in his bathroom where he promised we could write to him, ask him questions.
Yeah. I've been told that's happening.
We'll keep you updated. We probably got another half hour or so here on the pod. We'll keep you updated on that.
But, I suggested calling Brian B, perhaps, but...
We're going to reach out to the B.
Yeah,
man.
We could get B on the pod.
If we could get someone to just kind of blast in there.
I want somebody to blast
in. Catch him by surprise and see if he's in there.
Brian the Enforcer. B.
If he could loudly surprise him.
Yeah. I think that we need to see something, but either way, good on you, Nick Weber. Good on you, Logan. Probably.
Nick Weber had a double down today, by the way, because he watched. Oh, sorry.
You're going to get to it, right?
Hmm?
Double down on Nick Weber?
The what?
Seagal movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, Nick finally, he wrapped up his challenge from weeks ago watching the Steven Seagal flick promised by Jeffrey.
So good.
What was it called?
On Deadly Ground.
On Deadly Ground with Michael Caine. Michael and Seagal.
Arlie Ermey.
And Arlie Ermey.
Who's Arlie Ermey? I saw him in the
Saving Silverman. He's the coach. Full Metal Jacket. Oh my God. Yeah, that's Arlie Ermey.
Saving Silverman has come up 3 times today. A movie that came out like 13 years
ago. Fantastic.
And we all love it.
Let's give a round of applause for Saving Silverman.
If you get a chance to watch Saving Silverman, do yourself a favor. Melt yourself up some nachos. If they stick together, that's one nacho. You'll get it.
Get yourself and your lazy boy.
Next.
The old sweeperoo.
Oh, man. Hot in his bathroom, bedroom suite. Logan also danced with the devil this week with our own commish, Brian Johnson.
Oh, that's right.
And their challenge was a posterized matchup.
Yeah.
The loser had to print out the matchup and have it printed out poster size, movie poster size, and framed, and hang it in a prominent spot in their house for the rest of the regular season.
Yeah.
Not the fantasy season, the regular football season.
A nice through Thanksgiving.
Wait, the regular football season.
We're about like, you know,
holy.
A little over halfway through that. I mean, there's a lot more regular football than fantasy, folks. So that's a tough, scary challenge, especially for Logan, who's been coming off a couple of L's in the side hustle department.
And has a nicely decorated home.
And he's got that classy home. I don't know if a matchup would fit in the decor, but it's going to have to, because Brian, in a surprise Monday night comeback, vaulted to victory in the hands of nimble Jarvis Landry and the other guy.
Kenyon Drake.
So congrats, Brian. Logan, you've got some new art, some new pop art contemporary to add to your home. Are there any rules, Brian? Where does this have to be printed up?
You know,
it needs to happen this week.
Yeah, for sure. I think he even said that it has to happen within the week of it happening, because the whole point is that it has to be up for a few weeks. No, we didn't. We just came up with it's got to be in the house. I mean, you know, presumably not a closet or something like that, but, you know, even a bathroom would do. Living room's even better. Kitchen's great. Dining area's great. You know, and I understand he has roommates, as I do as well. And, you know.
Well.
You know, you got to deal with it.
Your fiance's not a roommate.
Yeah.
Did you check with Hannah beforehand? Like, did she know?
No, I did not. We were actually at Alyssa's party, and Kelsey and Logan told her about it.
Oh,
and she was like, God. I'm sorry, what? And I was like, oh, yeah, don't worry about that.
Jesus, so you had a lot on the line.
I had a lot on the line. Because I was a little nervous.
Because
legitimately, when Logan, and see, honestly, in hindsight, I think he's probably glad that I talked him down from this. He literally said that you have to display it in your house for a year, is what he wanted.
That's a lot.
And I talked him down not only in poster size, but in duration.
What was the original poster size?
I didn't really talk him down much in the poster size. He was coming up with these, all these
was it
ridiculous.
Like 6x5? Like
no, eight? It was like, yeah, it was like 36x50. It was just like crazy. And I was like
a team banner.
Yeah. I was like the size of my Reservoir Dogs poster. That's way bigger than a normal movie poster.
And the wrong dimension.
Wrong dimension. Well, it's not really because...
You got to go up and down.
But theoretically, shouldn't you do it like this? Or
like
should
circle?
It just be like this?
No, it should be a big rectangle. I mean, the poster is the right size.
I guess what I mean is you could either do it like this, like horizontal, or you could do vertical just this. Do you know what I mean?
What would be in horizontal?
This whole screen is horizontal.
No, because you got to go on the app. See, the app is just the scores. Brian's looking at his computer.
I'm looking at the computer. I'm saying that, the computer's arguably better.
Look at,
what are you guys talking about?
Well, I mean, look at this. Two solid lines. There's your scores. There's Logan's.
Yeah.
There's yours. Prominent.
But I also love
that's
that
a poster,
color
baby.
More. I would rather have that color palette.
I don't know what you guys are doing with palettes or anything. I'm just saying. The rectangle.
Well, like the black and the green.
Brian's pointing to the entirety of his computer
that
screen.
That feels more like a poster.
That feels more like a poster. So, again, I guess it's up to him. But it's up to him if he wants to do the vertical, if he wants to do the horizontal, because I had two different spots in my home that I could have done it. But the point is, I talked him down from size. I talked him down in duration. It's just the regular season. Just chill out, dude. All right.
I mean, if you did it, like, if he could do it in, like, whatever way he wanted, would he be allowed to, like, make a sweet artistic version of the box score? Like, you could barely tell it was a box score?
No,
is that, like, a gray area?
We sort of came up with the idea that it's, like, a painting. It's a screen grab. So it's got to be
did
literally...
Did you say that?
Yeah, I think somewhere in our language it was pretty clear that it's like it's got to be grab of the fantasy cast.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear, you know, hear the details if I can at some point.
Yeah.
Very funny.
I think the main thing to take away from this is Logan should just stay away from side bets for a while.
Loser has to print a poster-sized image of their losing fantasy cast and put it up in their house for a year. He literally says, losing fantasy cast.
Okay. There it is.
Sorry.
That's just good.
They're both fantasy casts. So I guess because you didn't get specific enough, he could choose the phone version or the computer
absolutely.
Version.
And that's fine with me, too.
And he could get as artistic as he wants.
No. Screenshots. That's what it was specifically
I know, but if you take 1,000 screenshots and pile them atop each other.
Oh, you mean like do the cheap, like
it's a waterfall.
It's a picture of Jesus, but it's the whole Bible.
That'd be sweet. What is that, a lithograph?
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
Or
no lithographs. I think that was part of it. You said that, too.
And that's the hoedown. And going off of the hoedown, folks, something I never like to do here on the pod.
Whoa.
When you make a bet, when you make a side hustle in the official thread,
oh no.
Somebody's got to either accept it, they got to deny it, or they have to come up with an alternative. But when they just flippantly throw it off, or they don't respond, well, that's when you end up in Colin Coward's Coward's Corner.
Oh, it's the worst.
And this week, I hate to say it, but I made a little side hustle to the collector, and that bet was the loser had to have a commissioned piece of art made up of the winner's choice. On the website Fiverr.com, which is just a place where you can hire people for $5, which arguably would be much cheaper than Brian and Logan's bet. They have to have a framed poster-sized thing.
It's like a hundo.
I mean, that's probably going to be at least a hundo just to print that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, go to Costco. That's going to be at least $30.
You do that at Staples, it's like $30 or $40 probably. Frame probably at least 15. 20.
The cheapest shitty frame, and don't get a shitty frame, Logan. Yeah, get a nice frame. Like
it's
you can
get be on your wall for.
You
a
can get a
time.
Poster one on Amazon for like 15, but
yeah, but don't.
Don't get a
like
nice.
Like a nice
frame.
Wood, yeah. Brushed metal maybe.
But yeah, Tim, the collector, to his credit, responded, but left it at that. So I just had another floating bet just hanging out there on the thread. I get a feel like I'm sitting there with my dick in my hand, and I don't get a side hustle again. And so for that reason, Tim, you're in coward corner for this week. And that's the corner.
Good.
All right, well, I mean, Tim did offer somewhat of a solution, or an alternative, I should say.
Something more... of his language.
No, he didn't.
But in Tim's style.
Speaking of dick in your hand.
Yeah.
To Jeff's point.
He offered you something involving X Hamster.
I got the magic stick. I know if I could hit once, I could hit twice, I'll hit the baddest chick. That noise. Means it's time for the dick pick, where I single out one of you motherfuckers for being just a dick this week. Oh, boy. Now, like Jeff and his pet notes patch, we're coming down to kind of the end of the names. And I've actually doubled down before, and I don't really want to. I kind of want to give everyone their... spot in the dick pic, because I kind of want to see everyone's dick pic. So this one isn't, you know, enjoyable for me. But Nick Weber. And I hate to do this.
Oh, cave.
I'm
cave.
In a cave. I'm in a cave.
That's a cave, folks.
I'm really sorry, Nick Weber.
We're going to call it on cave.
Call it on cave. I don't like doing this because
Colin Kaepernick.
Your loss this week effectively takes you out of the playoff contention, but you let the disgusting Tufts run away with it. You left so many points riding the Pine Pony between a 10.8 Orleans Darqua and a 10.1 Sammy Watkins, who you both could have played, both of which would have won you the week, kept you in playoff contention, and saved you from a Taco Bell enema, pleasant as it might have been on film. They even sat Larry Fitz and lost Elliot to Alcatraz, you dick. I believed in you, my man. But there's something to be said about you being the side hustle sultan, and for that, we are appreciative. We just don't like seeing people opt out of the playoff contention before their time, and with your downfall comes a sweeping whirlwind of shitty confidence in Kelsey and Adam. And now you're fighting for your life in the poop scoop. Avoid the soggy bandits, sir. But you, sir, are a dick.
Ouch. That stings. I felt that.
I mean, I'm not proud of it.
I mean, you didn't not lie. On
you. You call him like you see him.
I really only have a few names left, you guys, is the problem.
Yeah.
You're just working through them. It's not. You both are. We're just working through nails. You're going to hit everyone.
And yeah. I guess, like, in terms of the Soggy Bandit, it behooves me to keep teams below me at this point. But I was very excited for Weber to take down the Tufts, for fuck's sake.
Can anyone?
Yeah.
It's just aggressive at this point.
I got him next week. I'm not looking forward to that.
If anyone could take him,
they are on a 5-week win streak. With this win.
With this week?
With one loss in between. So this...
With one loss in between? That's not a streak.
They started the year with two losses.
Loss in between what? Two?
And then they've only lost one since then, if that makes sense. They only have three losses on this year.
Why did you... Okay, that's super confusing.
That's just one more than me.
My point is...
They have
they're
a
four-win
win streak.
With Weber, it's five.
Okay. Well, there's no loss in between that.
That doesn't count as a loss.
I'm saying 5-win streak, 2 before that with a loss in between. So don't worry about it.
It's like the most complicated way to say that.
It was probably
tell it to me like I'm a fifth grader.
It was the most thorough way of putting
starting
it.
From week one.
I need like a chart to figure that out.
Starting from one.
I got 2 wins, a loss, right. Then 3 wins, then a loss, and then 4 wins, and a
yeah,
loss.
Yeah, great job.
4 wins and counting 5.
No.
I just had to call it like I saw it. And I was looking forward to Weber knocking down a team like the Tufts because at this point, us in the middle, we're all clamoring for effectively fourth spot.
You need one of those
We need
guys
one of those
drop.
Guys to start falling. And
so it's either going to be me, Kelsey, or Brandon.
Or Brandon now.
We need one of them to start a plummet.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that was also disappointing because Ryan had the opportunity to knock Brandon down and he did not. So not only did I see two of my middle brethren, Ryan and Weber, fall, but their duty to knock down that team that's riding the pine or riding the top did not happen.
So, to be clear, you were rooting for me this week, right?
I don't think I ever said that.
I'm pretty sure that it would be in your best interest to
I don't even
have
know if
me
that's
win.
True.
I mean, yeah, what's your ideal
you get
like,
over Zach.
End of the year scenario, Brian?
Yeah,
who
but
needs
if,
to win,
if,
who needs
but
to lose?
We have 3 weeks left, so if you theoretically would have lost to Zach this week, you would have been tied with Zach. So you would have been in the middle with
we
us.
We lost after that?
Exactly. So like you theoretically could have been in the middle that we could have churned you up. But now that you've won, who knows? But, you know, and that's
right,
just how
so
it is.
So you weren't rooting for me.
I rarely root for anyone except for you.
I just all I want to do is get into a position where you're forced to root for me.
I'm actually rooting for you.
That's my goal.
Well, didn't you play Brandon a couple weeks back? And I was kind of like hoping that that would take care of itself.
You were really rooting for me that week, and I appreciate it. It was a great week for me, even though I only got 67 points.
Yeah, you didn't win.
It didn't help me.
No, and now you let him into the top, the playoff contention.
Yeah, please not bring that week up. It's going to rub off on us.
Oh. Yeah, we're going to rub off in the studio here.
Yeah. I actually brought that week with me, and
oh God,
I can show it to you.
He's whipping his week out.
Oh God.
Put that
no,
week
my
on.
My ideal scenario is that I make the playoffs in a fourth.
No, I mean like, yeah, of course, but
Yes.
So it's Jeff. You guys both need to lose next week. I'm unclear.
No, I need to win.
Brandon, Kelsey,
you need to win out
to lose.
Do you want me to tell you what my next week hope is?
Yes.
Yes. What's your best scenario?
Well, I have to beat you, Nandrews.
Ooh,
and you don't need to win at all.
Wait, you guys are playing.
We're playing each other. I have the shittiest matchup going on forward. And I know Ryan will be like, matchups don't count.
That does sound like Ryan.
Sweet Ryan impression.
Ryan, I know you don't sound like that, but it does count. I have Nandrews, Brandon, and Jeff as my final three guys. And that sucks. So I have to beat Nandrews next week. I would really like Weber to destroy Brandon, knock him down a peg.
Weber, yeah, because you want the people below you to win.
I need the people below me to win, but not catch up to me, which they can't, because Weber can't win. Yeah. So I need those guys to rise up and elevate yours truly, Brian, to try and make the playoffs. So Weber beats Brandon.
Kelsey.
Ryan beats Logie. Tim beats Zach Swearwolf. And then Kelsey and Jeff, I could give a fuck.
Nice. Oh yeah,
sweet. You're off the hook.
Although I do want those roots, because apparently you wanted Kelsey to lose last week. I feel like that's probably going to continue. So then, therefore, you're still hoping that I win.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going off of my fresh
me and Nick
emotions, I want the Tufts to go down. For fuck's sake.
Okay.
5 weeks in a row.
Do you want me to win?
Jesus Christ. No.
Yes, you do.
What? I want you to win.
No.
Who's Nick playing next week?
Me.
I'd be happy if you won.
Next week, for sure. But after this, after next
week. Oh, after that week. Yeah.
You want Nick to win out.
Oh, yeah. I need Nick to continue winning.
So you heard it here live on the podcast.
Oh, you have the Tufts next week. The week after. Yeah.
So give me a little love.
I want you to love.
So after this week's showdown,
yeah, that kills.
Brian's going to be your biggest fan.
I'll be your biggest fan.
You better be.
I want you to win out at this point, man. I mean, you've had an incredible season. And excuse you, Mr. Perpetual fifth place.
Stop.
Yeah, it's true. I don't think you can get
that. That's got to feel good,
never
right?
Never stick.
That's got to feel good.
We get a couple months or a month to keep joking about that. And then it's old news.
You get 5 weeks to keep joking about that until I'm number one.
I'm gonna take
for
every one of
two
weeks.
More years, counting.
That's
right.
He did that's clarify. True, he did. That
that's
he
3 years.
He did have a legacy, a dynasty, if you will. Yeah.
Just like Jeff's favorite team,
to the outfield,
the Tom Brady's Patriots.
Well,
I feel like this is just a natural progression in the pod to Jeff. Maybe while we are talking about schedules and playoffs. What's at the bottom of the standings?
Poop scoop. The poop scoop. The poop scoop. The poop scoop.
The poop scoop.
All right, we're here at the poop scoop. Not the happiest scenario, but it's a happy song to make us feel excited. At the bottom, we have Timothy T.Y. He's at W.Y. I get the,
totally Zach. Cool. Nobody gets it.
Tim's confused because they both make no sense. But yeah, Tim is a 2-8 currently. What's the term that you use, Brian?
The soggy bandit.
The soggy bandit. Now, Nicholas Weber happens to be at a 3-7, right above him. Tied for 8th place with Ryan at 3-7.
Ouch.
Ouch.
You guys have been dealt some bad hands, I will say. Some people have gotten hurt, some underperformance. It's not the it's not a testament to how good you are as owners or how great your team is. Bad hands. And everyone needs a little luck in this game. Ryan, you're next at 4-6.
Yeah. Well, it's not just me.
Who else is in that same one?
Logie.
Logan? Wow. Logan is also 4-6.
I'm going to check on his live stream real quick.
Yeah, make sure that he's live. See where that's we're what at. He said.
Me beating Logan this week.
You beating Logan
pulls
this week.
Pulls him down to my
pulls
level.
Him down.
And now we're tied.
Okay, great. 4-6. Zach, only one game ahead of them at 5-5. you would think at this point that Zach has gotten out of it. Because I guess Tim can technically go 5-8. Which might be able to catch him. But Tim would need a lot of points to break him on tiebreaker. Either way, Tim, Nick, Weber, Ryan, Brian, may you continue to win. Battle it out.
Well, I'm not part of the poop scoop anymore, so I shouldn't
be. You're like,
I shouldn't be part of this conversation.
You're close.
No.
You should be.
No, the poop scoop should now be the three teams that have
not
lost playoff contention
yet.
Well, I feel like I have.
All right. Well, yeah. That's the sad part. I wasn't sure if you were going to jump in or not, Brian, but those bottom three have been eliminated from the playoffs. It's a sad day.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
But you can still play to avoid a punishment.
Agreed.
That's
There's a
fun.
Big, soggy bandit punishment. But it's just lingering.
The punishment's going to be horrific, too.
For three more weeks.
Nick's going to pick one of the punishments. Maybe the final punishment?
Nice.
Could it be?
That's exciting.
It seems likely.
It seems...
The way the season's going.
The odds seem high that Nick is going to be involved in that punishment process.
Mm-hmm.
Zeke's out.
I hope you're nice to him.
Zeke's out. Freak's out.
What about that? They lost their
That's about it.
Chicken.
That's the perfect length of the song.
I wrote that song for this.
Scoop?
Holy
is that the scoop?
And that's a scoop.
Are you ever going to be another great fan of me?
Wow. Well, congrats to those three teams. You've had a hell of a season. You are gone from the playoffs, but not forgotten from our hearts. You can still turn the tide. You can still avoid that dirty bandit punishment.
And your games still mean a lot because you're playing people who are playing for their lives.
Yeah.
So play your asses off and try and take down as many people as you can.
Yeah, I would not want to be playing one of these guys because
nothing
I know...
Nothing to lose, baby.
Yeah, they have nothing to lose. They're wild cards.
And
they can
disrupt
fuck your season
playoff
up hard.
They can, they can not only disrupt playoff order, but playoff teams.
Sure. Oh, yeah, for sure.
The lineup.
And I will say, Ryan, you got a great team. You've been very underperforming.
Are you feeling okay, Jeff?
Yes.
I'm just saying, I feel bad for
him. Do
you
have a temperature?
I think his team is very strong, and to have him be eliminated from the playoffs is mind-blowing.
You said my team was boring.
It is. Ryan's team is better than your team.
How? Through your Breitbart Sports Tracker?
Breitbart
first,
Sports
folks.
Said...
I hope Ryan's listening.
My team is anything but boring.
Well,
Little Ajay Leno, Michael Crabtree, Old Man Peterson, Jordan Howard, Mixon and Up Mixon,
I mean,
Michael Thomas, Jay Smith-Schuster.
You know Ryan has more total points than you, right?
True. Everyone has more total points than me.
Well,
that,
I did
it's
make
never
that
about
point.
Points.
It's
well, never
it's
about points until right
about,
at the end.
Saying,
it's only one time about points, and that's right at the end.
Occasionally about
that,
points.
It's not occasionally. It's literally
one
time. One
occasion.
All you can do...
One occasion, it's about the
so
points.
So occasionally.
And I'll agree to that.
I'm saying all you can do as a player is put as many points up as you can, and all and the rest of
usually
it is just
it
dumb luck that it happens at the right time against the right opponent.
Mm.
So the difference between his team and your team on paper is almost nothing. It's just... happened that you've had the right order of sequences.
Says the guy out of first place.
I'm just talking fancy.
You're talking trash on me.
Talking stats.
The number one
trash.
Guy, and
I'm complimenting,
you know,
Ryan. I just feel like he has a good team.
That's great.
Absolutely,
I love that. That's
yeah.
Great.
That's great. I was just wondering if you were okay.
I'm a little feverish. Actually.
Okay. That makes me feel better. what else we got to talk about?
If I can just throw in for a second.
Please.
Ryan. Again? No, yeah, but he made really good on it. We missed this in the side hustle showdown. Mm-hmm. Ryan
did
and
do
I,
the Ben thing?
Was that?
Well, we covered it last week, but we didn't talk about them actually doing it.
Not the Ben thing.
No, the Ryan thing.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a thing I'd like to go into on the side hustle. What's the situation on that pie, Jeff? Have you fucked a pie yet?
Well, no. Me and Logan are square, let's say that. We're orchestrating
it. Ooh, that sounds way dirtier.
What?
Would you fuck? We're square. Danish. You were supposed to fuck one of his pies, and I mean square, like, but you don't want to tell us what it is.
Some sort of cream filling.
I'm speaking specifically to last week when I beat Ryan.
Right.
What about it?
Ryan has an Instagram.
Oh, sure, yeah.
What's his handle so we can all follow?
Yeah. It is Ryan Browning 88.
Ah, the year he first fell in love.
Right? That's the first one, dude. Summer of 88.
Is that because it looks like boobs. A pair of boobs sideways?
Yeah, that's it. Or balls. Boobs nice. And balls. Balls
two
on
pairs
a pair of
boobs.
Boobs.
Oh, it is balls. Isn't it? Or butt.
Yeah.
Man, there's so many great things.
It's just such a cool, cool first post that he did.
What did he do?
I disagree with his first post. Can I say that?
Oh. Well, let me... I thought it was very...
Just before he...
Oh, I thought it was surprising.
Before you say it,
I thought it was great. I thought it was very surprising. I thought it was very... it was terse. It was to the point. And very surprising.
Unlike this podcast. What is it?
Did you miss me, bitches? Rye Guy is new to the gram, but just in time for Gonzaga Basketball League champs this year. And the 2017 Apple Cup, where the Cougs will reign supreme over the Dirty Dogs for a little post-Turkey Day spectacle. Go Cougs, go Zags, and just a plethora of ats and hashtags and all that kind of stuff. And like some really cool art. It's an album.
Really cool. It's
so
a Gonzaga basketball.
It's a Gonzaga basketball.
And a Cougars
and
football.
And a Cougars football.
Why, does
really
it,
cool.
why doesn't he like Cougar basketball?
Yeah, this seems like something that you'd make
it's
me
really
do.
Great.
Why Ryan?
I didn't... He did that.
Oh, he did it on his own.
It's his handle.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, folks, subscribe to Ryan,
I
guess, and give him, show him your love
that,
for Gonzaga.
That's his post. I don't
show him for Eastern
that.
Washington.
Yeah, gross.
Well, Jeff doesn't have an Instagram, so unless some one of you
nice.
Gets him the sign hustle lowdown.
Yeah, he might.
He's very nice. He's reaching across state. But I think Ryan's from Pittsburgh, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was born there.
He loves those stealing Steelers.
Those Steelers.
Who, Ryan, I'm sorry, Jeff seems to think are pretty boring.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't like the quarterback.
No.
Doesn't like
news.
The wide receiver. Jeff gets most of his news and his sports acumen from Breitbart. So, yeah.
Fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, we've got a week to look forward to, a pod matchup between me and Brian.
Yeah.
Jeff's fighting for relevancy and to stay in the playoffs.
Hey, man, I'm in the playoffs as of now.
Yeah. It is a big week.
Fighting
week.
For every last.
It's next yeah. week is basically the underdogs fighting to shake things up.
Oh, what a storyline.
We'll call it the Curse of the Dogs.
Oh.
The curse of
the Washington like Huskies.
The rise of the dogs. What
well,
about that?
Curse of the dogs sounds great.
Curse of the dogs. That means you're going to lose. It's like you're bringing a plague
oh,
into the
I'm
matchup.
In the middle of this whole thing.
What about the taming of the cursed dogs?
The taint
That's
of the
good.
Dogs.
Well, then you're the dog in that situation.
No, he's the dog. I'm going to tame
taming
him.
Taming of the... Well, no, but then...
You're the dog's
it's,
taint.
It's
he's
Brian,
the tame.
Brian's supposed to win this week.
I don't want Brian to win.
Ashes.
I want to win every game from here on out to
well,
appear
no,
number one.
Except for me, this next week.
I thought you were going to let him win. Was that what you said?
You know.
I don't want this to seem like collusion, folks. I'm not going to let Brian win. Probably.
Well, I feel like if you lose, you're going to be like, I let him win.
We'll see you next week, folks. Stay tuned. Write to us at dirtywetpod@gmail.com. Reach out to us at dirtywetpod on Twitter. Ryan's Instagram is Ryan.
Ryan Browning. Ryan Browning 88.
88.
Hit him up.
Jeffrey, where are you at? Where can we find you?
At... Hefe Patnode.
And Brian?
B. Macaulay J. At Twitter.
That's B. Macaulay
That's
J.
That's Twitter and Instagram, actually.
That's great. Good for
Twitter.
You.
B. Macaulay J.
B. Macaulay J. Reach out to us, folks. Yell at us. Tell us how we're doing. Ask us questions. We're going to check again to see if Logie's live stream from his bathroom. So far, nothing, but we're looking for that midnight ween.
Yeah, just seeing him smoking weed.
And it's just a lot of swear words on the thread. All right, folks.
Flip offs.
Watch that waiver wire. Play your studs.
Play your Jeffries.
Play your Jeffries. Check it out. What's it all about? What?
cable guy dunked off of your crown. I flow like smoke out of chimney. You'll never be me. You wanna rap with your chicken and hip hop beat?
Dirty wet.